I'm going to start today's lesson by reading from Acts chapter 20. I'll read verse 31. If you recall, this was the story in which Paul had called for the elders of Ephesus to meet him there on the coast of the Mediterranean. They came, and Paul began to weep and talk to them and hug them and reassure them of his love. And he says, therefore, watch and remember. Remember, by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone day and night with tears. Paul is kind of like the railroad warning signs. It's there day and night, crying out in the day, crying out in the night. Stop, look, and listen. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and in the 4th chapter, verse 14 in 1 Corinthians, he says, I write these things not to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. And to the Thessalonians, he says, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. And in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 28, he says, we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. These warnings are for our preservation. When I get into my car, there's seat belts there. I don't have to use them. I could ignore them. But when I sit down and put that key in the ignition and turn that engine on, if I don't hook that seat belt, there is an irritating sound and a blinking red light on my dash to remind me that I have not fastened my seat belt. Would you call that a sound of doom and gloom? Would you call that a message of doom? The lights blinking, the alarm going off? Is it giving you a message of doom and gloom? I think not. You would say that that is for my own well-being. And then look at that medicine bottle that's in your cabinet. It has directions on how to take this medicine. Your doctor has prescribed the direction. It's on the bottle. If you'll turn the bottle, you'll find a warning label. And this warning label will tell you, unless you follow the directions of the doctor, you could actually die. Do you consider that a label of doom and destruction? A label of doom and gloom? Or do you think this is for my benefit? I must observe it. There's warnings all around us. I have already mentioned the stop sign, the railroad sign, the seat belts, and then we have weather warnings. We have men that we pay 24/7 to stand guard, to watch the weather, to observe the clouds and the winds, and to report instantly if they feel that the population is in danger. They are there all through the day, all through the night, day and night. They're there to warn us, and they will. They'll warn you if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. They will sound the alarm that should wake you up. Even if it's 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, to warn you. I spent most of my life in construction, and all of our equipment had warnings on them posted in several places on the equipment, warning us about pinch points, warning us about fuel hazards and electrical hazards and crushing hazards. These warnings were there day and night. We have high water warnings. Even our toys that we buy for our children have warnings on them. And these warnings are to keep your children safe. Would you like to buy something for your child and there be a danger involved in this toy, and the manufacturer not tell you? How cruel would it be of a manufacturer who would not tell you of the dangers involved? We all want these warnings, but it appears to me that when we're talking about the soul of a person, whether it be your child, your mother or father, or even your own soul, you have a resentment towards the warnings. You figure you've got this. You can do this. Don't tell me about the warnings. Just tell me about the blessings. Don't tell me about the cursing. Tell me about heaven. Don't tell me about hell. Tell me about healing. Don't talk to me about suffering. I'm not here for the negative side. I just want the positive. But did you know that the battery that operates your car has a negative and a positive side? If you place the battery in your car and you just hook up to the positive post, the one where the power comes from, your car will not start until you hook up the negative to the car. It takes the positive and the negative to produce power. And once that's done, you will learn to appreciate the negative things in life, the things that can keep you grounded, things that will produce power in your life. The first Psalm tells us, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, sitteth in the seat of the scornful, and walks in the way of the sinner. But that's not all it says. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and there he meditates day and night. For a blessed man, there is the negative, and there is the positive. That's the way it's always been. There are things that we cannot do and still go to heaven. Jesus says, he that endureth to the end shall be saved.